Okay, we stay today. We start Tamei Nishchat. Today we start 40 blot, 5 prakim of Inyani Kachim. So just I wish a few more people were here on time, but maybe they'll miss this the important introduction. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a hakdama, wrote a pirush on all of Seder Kachim. He actually didn't write. He wrote a pirush called Likutei Halachos, but not only did he write his own commentary Likutei Halachos, but he wrote. He published Achronim's Mefarshim on Kachim. So in Kachim, Chidushei Rashba, Achronim Birchas HaZemach, a whole paper called Asif HaZakenim on Seder Kachim. He published it because of the importance that he felt to Limud of Seder Kachim. He wrote a Hadamah to that, to his Pirish called Torah Or, 12 Prakim, each Perek. First parak is Yivor Shalibi Bidyari Karbatas Choshe Bakarish Barucho Kilu Makrivan Befoel, or Bamen Nechshav Hayalimud Bizaros Ari Shonim Ubitalav Tainos Hamisrashlam Bazeh. Right, going against the people who say that you shouldn't learn Kachim. Bo Yivor Perak Gimel Shalibi Bidyari Karbatas Matzla Adam Mikola Kitzrukin Sheishalav. It saves people from Rachmana Litzlan terrible things. Chiyiv Lo Mod Kaseder Azeh Godul Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because every mitzvah is shayach to another limb in your body, and people are leaving out whole parts of their body. Because they're not learning Seder Kachim. And other, it goes through every parak is about different aspects of being Mizaris people to learn Seder Kachim. In the Agdama there, in the first parak, before the prakim, he says, we know that we learned that the Mesech HaShabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, based on a pasuk, each of the Siddurim are hinted to in a different word, and the pasuk there says, Chachma Zu Seder Kachim, Chachma Vadas. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Yan ki yesh bo rav chachma ma'od yosir mishar sedarim. Every other seder, he's not talking about Taurus now, but the other sedarim have a parallel, something to do with life. Bizman hazeh, something to do with life around you. But this doesn't, this is purely chachma, this is purely Dvar Hashem. Because a medrash and bracious rabba, vayaro lakim is called es ha'or kitov, zeh sefer vayikra. Sheish ba'alach z'rubos, this is called or. V'nei ra'inu ba'vonaseinu ha'rabim sheseder zeh hu aluv ma'od. This is a very embarrassed seder. Again, these five prakim, we're in Moed here, but these five prakim, a lot of the mefarshim, a lot of the rishonim and psachim, don't talk about these five prakim. You have to look in Masech HaZvachim and Seder Kachim to see the mefarshim. So this seder is very embarrassed. She'ein matzui misha yilmo bo. Nobody learns this. Va'afilu misha lomdo ein aro l'shem yuna bo. Even people who learn this seder and these types of gemaras, they don't spend time on it. Levad chad be'elef miyachidei hador. Once in every thousand people. V'afilu misha lomid hashas keseder. Even those who do daf yomi, says the Chafetz Chaim. In a matzui she yasuk bo behisboninus. They don't spend time on these dafim. They run through these, even though they're not, oh, come on, that's kachim. Oh, okay, when are we getting up to the good stuff? Chas v'shalom. In a matzui bo, leida heitev bir hasugya. What the halacha maisa? This is halacha maisa. But what's called halacha? Rak ma'avara ba'alma kagori parashat kamanos. Tomorrow, Mashiach, today Mashiach's gonna come. Tomorrow we're gonna have to bring the karbonos that we owe. If our wives have had babies, our wives own karbanos, karban yoledes, do we know what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, we really want Mashiach to come. Yeah, right. We don't know what, we have no idea what we're talking about with all the Hilchos karbanos, says the Chafetz Chaim. We have to do is halacha l'maisa. Upe emes, he says, the Gemara and Megillah, the many know, if you say karbanos as if you brought them, what do you think the Gemara means just if you say them? You have no idea what it means? He says, gam eina karbanos yomer ha-psukim levad, v'lo yada pirush ha-birod, elo she is bonein b'chol karban v'karban ofanei ha-kravaso. Every karban has symbolism. Every karban, every act of every karban, every avodah represents something. And he says, and he ends off again. We could go on for an hour, but he says, where's the line I wanted to read? I'm not talking to the people who aren't lamdanim. I'm talking to the people who go to daf yomi. I'm talking to the people who learn every day. People who shomer Shabbos, people who keep all the mitzvahs. I'm talking to them. Kol prat mipratim, and they're so didactic, Baruch Hashem, about every prat, every detail of every mitzvah. Umechavavim ma'om libot ha-Torah. And they're very conscientious, and they're machshiv Torah. Lohem v'levneim b'chol nashim v'chol ba'odam. Al anashim ka'elu. Ani omer madu yachzol hem libot ha-seder ha-kodesh ha-zeh l'gamrei. Why are you learning Seder Kachim? Why do we have Yeyush? Whenever we say that the next couple of daf, the next couple of prakim will be about Kachim. V'yakavel Hashem, shekasher yikru ha-mamarim, shekivatsi b'kuntras hazeh, and this perek, he says, yimsu rabim b'kiyin bo, v'yikuyim b'am ha-kasuv, etc., v'yisvach Hashem ma'asav amin. So he has, if anybody wants more, you look at these 12 prakim that he has called Ma'amar Torah Or. It says a hagdama tzitzon Kachim. paper that he put out, and it's the same Akdama he put in Likuti Halachas, which is his commentary on all of the Kachem Gemaras throughout Shas. Besides Zvachim, Menachas, etc., he took the Kachem Gemaras in Maseches Sota and in Maseches Psachim, and he wrote a commentary on all of those Maseches. So everybody, just a little bit of Chizuk. We have time at the end, we'll read some more of that Hakdama. A little Chizuk as we get into Tamid Nishchat, which is the start of a number of Prakim dealing with specifically Korban Pesach. So again, there's no other better way to get ready for Pesach than to study and learn about the part of Pesach that we least appreciate. You know, we could all appreciate and we'll do ourselves the Pasa, the Haggadah, the Sibur Tzitz Mitzrayim, but Korban Pesach, that's an ikker, and we don't appreciate it. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks we'll be able to deepen our appreciation. Okay, so let's now begin Seder Kodshim part of Maseches Pesachim. So the first Mishnah starts dealing with when do we bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So in order to know when we bring the Korban Pesach, first the Mishnah discusses when we bring the Korban Tamid. Because the Korban Tamid, you always have to know, Korban Tamid is the structure of the day, is around the Korban Tamid. And once you know that, then you can fit in the rest of the Korbanos. Says the Mishnah. On a regular day, the Korban Tamid in the afternoon, we're talking about the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, Machlokes, Rambam, Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, is it counted as one or two mitzvos? Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, or one? By the way, if somebody comes in late and they're not going to be able to say all Korbanos, the Korban Tamid is the most important paragraph to say. That paragraph is the most important part of Parshiyas HaKorbanos. Although I should say everything, but that, at least that paragraph. So the Tamid is shechted in 8.5 hours. We know the days are split up into 12 parts. Issue here is the Shavuos Manios, is this actual hours. But either way, 8.5 hours, which is the middle, almost the middle of the afternoon. The Korban Tishrei Mechtzah, and its sacrifice is brought up on the Mizbeach, 9.5 hours, which is the time we know of Mincha Ketana. Chatzos is 6 hours, Mincha Gedola, the earlier time you can have a Mincha, is 6.5 hours. The later time you can have a Mincha, called Mincha Ketana, the smaller area that you have for Mincha, is 9.5 hours. Plaga Mincha, even going later, Plaga Mincha is the midpoint between Mincha Ketana and Shkia. That's 10:45. That's Plaga Mincha. We'll talk about that. That's Shayach for Davide Mincha and Meirif. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, so we shech the carbon at 8.5 hours, we give an hour to do the Maisa of the Tamid, and we sacrifice it 9.5 hours. We'll see why in a minute. But Arve Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, the Tzlach wonders why he says Arve, not Erev. What's Arve? Double. So he says, maybe it's to emphasize even on Erev Pesach Sheni. Not Erev Pesach, on Pesach Sheni, where you're also going to bring Korban Pesach. You might have thought that the reasons that we're going to discuss for these times don't apply to Pesach Sheni. It's not Yontif that night, so you're not going to have to rush things earlier. There are other reasons why you might not have to rush for Pesach Sheni. So that's why it's including even Arve Pesachim, even Pesach Sheni, these times apply. Meaning on Yud Dalid Iyar. So if Arve Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, you move the carbon up a little bit. Nishchat v'sheva u'mechsa, the Tamid is shechted 7.5 hours, the Karv v'shmona u'mechsa, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, whether Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, or falls out on Shabbos, same time period, Tamid is pushed up an hour, and then you bring the Pesach afterwards, because as we will see, the usual rule is, we're going to see at the end of Ezra Ma today, Daf, the usual rule is, the Karv Tamid is the first and last Karv of the day. That's a din daraisa. Learned that from Sukkim. The Korban Tamid is the first Korban of the day, Tamid Shel Shachar, and Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is the last Korban of the day. All other Korbanos are brought in between those two poles. One exception, Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. The only Korban that's based on Sukkim, Bein Harba'im, which we'll see. That's the only Korban. That's why on Erev Pesach, we move the Tamid up a little earlier, because we want to have time to do the Korban Pesach. Why don't we do it even earlier? We'll see. So that is b'shemono mechza b'bechol b'shabbos. That's when Erev Pesach falls out on any day of the week, Sunday, Shabbos through Thursday. Shabbos was a Thursday. Chal Erev Pesach lios be'erev Shabbos. But when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, nishchat b'sheishu mechza, then you move it up even earlier. The earliest time, Tamid can be brought from 6.5 hours, v'karev b'shevo mechza, and then it's sacrificed 7.5 hours, u'pesach ha'achar over the Pesach afterwards. Why is it so early on Erev Shabbos? Because then you have to even roast it on Erev Shabbos. You have to do all the preparations on Erev Shabbos, because that's not Docha Shabbos that night. Even though it's Pesach that night, the Sliya is something that you can do beforehand, so it's not Docha Shabbos. And that's why when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, so then you have to be makdim the Karbet Tamid even earlier. So everybody got to clear it our heads. A regular day, the Karbet Tamid is shechted 8.5 hours. Erev Pesach, the Karbet Tamid is shechted 7.5 hours. Whenever it falls out, Shabbos through Thursday. When Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, it's even earlier, the Karbet Tamid is shechted 6.5 hours. That's the times that we're going to focus on for today's vlog, is the time that the Karbet Tamid is shechted, those hours. There is an important machlokas based on this Mishnah, very halachah l'maisa, everything halachah l'maisa, as I just mentioned, halachah l'maisa in terms of Seder Moed. Seder, and that is, not Seder Moed, Seder Arachayim, really. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tfila, Perek Gimel, Kvar amarnu shetfilas ha-mincha keneged tamisho b'ein ha-rabayim tiknu zmana. Mincha is keneged the tamisho b'ein ha-rabayim. Ulafisha ha-yatamid karev b'chol yom, b'teisha shosu mechza. Since the karev tamid is always brought 9.5 hours, meaning a shechted 8.5, brought 9.5, tiknu zmana b'teisha shosu mechza, v'yanichre mincha's katana. This is the Shitas HaRambam. Mincha katana is l'chadchila. The Rambam says mincha katana, davening the later mincha's l'chadchila. Doesn't say davening late. But it just says that the later mincha, mincha katana, according to the Rambam, is the little chachila. Ulefi shebe'erev Pesach shecholios be'erev Shabbos ha'yushochted es atavid b'sheish ha'ozu mechza. Since one day every 4 years, whenever it falls out, whenever Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're able to bring the carbon tavid even from 6.5. Amru, that's why we say you can be davin mincha gedola. But the evid, okay. Amru Shabbos palo me'achar sheish ha'ozu mechza yatsa umshigias manzeh higias bat chiyuba v'zuah dechayz mincha gedola. That is the Shitas HaRambam. Better to daven the late mincha. The Tur and the Rosh say the opposite. The Tur and the Rosh say, based on Zriza Magdima L'mitzvahs, the Rosh and the Tur, I should say, the Tur quotes his father, right? With Divrei Rabbeinu, says the Beis Yosef, Nira, in Reish Lamed Gimel, the Zman Mincha L'chadchila, who Mishay Shosu Mechzol Amala, Nira Midivrei Aviv HaRosh, right? So the Tur and the Rosh, is Machlokas we showed him, which mincha is better to daven? The earlier mincha, because it's Zriza Magdima L'mitzvahs, or the later mincha, because that's more parallel to when the Karbet Tamid was usually brought. So Machlokas we shown him, Beis Yosef here quotes both, the Shulchan Aruch is like, as you would have guessed, the Rambam, and Reish Lamed Gimel, he passes like the Rambam, that he says, Davin Mincha Katana, and if you Davin Mincha Gedola, it's okay. Mishnah Berurah talks about, whenever you have time, you know, that's when you should daven. Either way, Yishvi Abba Lismoch, whichever one you daven. Yeah, but it's based on this Mishnah. Okay, Mino Hanimili. So first halacha that we're going to discuss, again, we have to get the Yesodos down, the Yesodos of Kachem. How do you know what's the source when the Karbet Tamid is brought every day? Why is it brought 8.5 hours on a regular weekday? Amar Bishua ben Levi, to Amar Kratz, 2 days. First day is that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Second day is that it's a Din D'Rabbanan. First Amar Bishua ben Levi, to Amar Kratz, a Keves HaKadash HaBoker, the Keves HaSheini, Teisa Bein HaArbayim. One Keves is brought in the morning, and one Keves is brought Bein HaArbayim. So we're going to darshan those last two words. Between the Erevs, Chalkeul B'Lebein Shnei Arbayim. Split the time in the afternoon to two sides, with a time to do the avodah of the tamid in the middle. So if you split the 6 hour time period of the afternoon, how do you get an hour in the middle with two equal parts? So you have an hour in the middle, 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after. That's exactly an hour in the middle to do the karbet tamid. That's why it ends up, din daraisa, 8.5 hours is when you shecht. That's where the time comes from. 2.5 hours before, so that gives you from chatzos, which is the end of the 6th hour. That gives you 8.5 hours. Sheish shosu mechzala kan, 2.5 hours in front of you. V'shalachas asi also, you have an hour in between. So that is the end number one, that is a din d'oraisa. By the way, derech agav is a medrash that many of the Bali Musar talk about. Nobody's really sure what this medrash is. The Ein Yaakov quotes it in his hakdama to Shas, this medrash, but nobody's sure where it is. The machlokas is, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? So, one opinion says, we have the Recha Kamocha, one opinion says, Shmai Yisrael Shevokei Neshev Achad, so far so good. And the third opinion says, Ez HaKevaz Echad HaSev HaBokir, Ez HaKevaz HaShri Tesa Beit HaRabayim. And Pe Echad, everybody says, what is going on here? We have the Seh Shmai Yisrael, Beit HaDol Morocco, Yad L'Recha Kamocha, Beit HaDol Chaveiro. Ez HaKevaz, if you would have given us the top 30 psukim, most of us probably wouldn't have put this in there. And they'll bring a carbon in the morning and come in the afternoon. So same, all the Bali Musar say the same shot, and that is, consistency. There wasn't a day without a tamid. There wasn't a day without a daf. Right? There wasn't a day of learning for a week. That's wonderful. Learning for a day. Learning for Elul. But every single day, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, no matter what, that's the most important in Kol HaTorah Kula. Right, Fran said at the previous Siyum. That's the Medrash in the, from the Ein Yaakov. He nobody knows where that Medrash is. But that's the it's not in the Torah Shleima on the Pasuk. But that's the Musar Haskel from that Pasuk. So Masav Rava. So when we get up in the morning, we have to say, we're the Karban Tamid. We're the Karban Tamid serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the other Karban Tamid back. We have to be makar of ourselves. Says, so that's the first shot. That is a din to Oraisa, based on these Psukim, 8.5 hours. Masav Rava. Rava says, 1 second. Right, what does the Mishnah say? That in Erev Pesach you move the Karban Tamid earlier. One second, if it's a din to Oraisa when the Karban Tamid has to be brought, then how can you make it earlier? Just because it's Erev Pesach. It's a din to Oraisa. 8.5 hours is part of the definition of its avoda. So you can't make it earlier. So it says Rava, it can't be a din to Oraisa. El Amar Rava, Mitzvaso de Tamid Misha Yintu Tzlole Erev. Really, Mida Oraisa, the Karban Tamid is from when the shadows start going towards the opposite side. And that is from 6.5 hours. Rashi explains, from 5.5 to 6.5, that hour in between, so it's like up above. The shadows don't go to either side. So from 6.5 hours, that's really Mida Oraisa. The Zman for the Karban Tamid is for 6.5 hours. It could be the Machlokas Rishonim we mentioned before, is who do we paskin like? Could be. About Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana. But this is from 6.5 hours. There is a machlokas. What happens if you daven Mincha after Chatzos, before Mincha Gedolah? Are you Yotzei B'Dieved or not? That's a machlokas we've shown, and whether that's true. Because it is in the afternoon where it just goes there that you shouldn't, because you might daven too early, or is it really fundamentally not the Zman for Mincha? So here says Rava, the mitzvah of the Talmud is really from 6.5 hours. My time at the Amar Kra Beinu Arbayim. Because it says in the afternoon, Beinu Arbayim, Mi Idra Damaskal Shim Shalom Ma'ariv, when the sun starts going towards the west. Hilkach. So that is why. Bishayimos Hashana. So really, 6.5 hours is when we usually daven. So why do we push it later? Why do we push the Talmud for 8 to 8.5 hours if you already do it 6.5 hours? So on a regular day, Kishayimos Hashana Dikin Adarmid Adavos, where people are bringing their voluntary karbanos, through Achmana Amar, Allah Chalvei Ashlamim, because the Pasuk says, on it, on the Karban Tamid, you have to bring your Karban Shlamims. The Yom HaMar, we dash it from there. This is the din. Alea Hashlem Kala Karbanos Kulam. On it, between the two Karban Tamids, you have to bring all your Karbanos. So therefore, if you bring the Karban Tamid earlier in the afternoon, that's it for the rest of the day. People aren't going to have time to bring their Karbanos to Dharma and Davos. That's why we usually push off the Karban Tamid. We don't do it right away at 6.5 hours, but we do we push it later so people could have time to bring their Karbanos. Ma'achrinon Leitarti Shoi. And that's why we delay it. And that's why we do it 8.5 hours. Top Tosva says we don't push it off later because you don't want to be rushed. You don't have time to do the avodas. You at least push it 2.5 hours. But on Erev Pesach, there's a counter pressure. On Erev Pesach, when you have to bring the Karban Pesach afterwards, so you don't push it back 2 hours. You push it earlier 1 hour, and you do it 7.5 hours. And when Erev Chol, Erev Pesach, yes, Erev Shabbos. And when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you have to even roast the Karban Pesach during the day. Because that's not Docha Shabbos, but then you just do it like the Ikar Adin from 6.5 hours. So it's a machlokas, what do we get out of every Gemara? Like the Chavetz Chaim said, what's the halacha l'maisa out of the Gemara? Halacha l'maisa is, it's a machlokas whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, this idea of Shechtin the Karban Tamid at 8.5 hours. But either way, that is the halacha, 8.5 hours. Period. Okay, word of Hagdama for the next Gemara. The next Gemara is going to quote a Brisa, which is very unclear what it means. We're going to have 3 different Pshatim in the Gemara what it means. But just get the Yesodos down. There's only going to be 1 halacha that changes. There are going to be 3 halachas that are constant according to everybody. 1 case is going to change. So what are the constants? Karban Tamid is always brought on a regular weekday, is shechted 8.5 hours. That's number 1. Erev Pesach that falls out on a weekday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any of those 5 days, what did the Mishnah say? When is it shechted? You move it up 1 hour, 7.5 hours. Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, 6.5 hours. What about Erev Pesach on Shabbos? That's, the Mishnah already said. What did the Mishnah say about Erev Pesach on Shabbos? 7.5, just like a regular weekday. That's what the Mishnah says. We're going to have 3 different shitas in the Tanaim here about that case. That's the only case that's going to change. Everybody agrees it's somewhat confusing. You read through the Gemara, you don't have it clear in our heads. But it's gonna, if we have this information, it's going to be clear. On a regular weekday, it's 7.5, 8.5. On a regular Erev Pesach that falls out on a weekday, Sunday through Thursday, it is 7.5. Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos, you have to even roast it in the afternoon, 6.5. Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, what do you compare that case to? The Mishnah already said 7.5. But that's going to be the case under discussion. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kisiduro b'chol kach siduro b'shabbos. Diver Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, just like you do it on a weekday, so too you do it on Shabbos. What case is he talking about? That's why it's so unclear. Diver Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Omer kisiduro b'erev Pesach. Nobody, what's going on here? Micah Omer. So three different shitas. Omer Abaye, shita number one. Abaye says, hachi kamar. This is what the machlokas means. What does Rabbi Yishmael mean? The following. Kisiduro b'chol b'erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls out on weekday, it's the same as Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos. Meaning, like the Mishnah says, 7.5 hours. Diver Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Kisidura, what's Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos? Erev Pesach Shecholios be'erev Shabbos. Kach Sidura be'Shabbos. Erev Pesach on Shabbos and Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos are the same. In other words, Erev Pesach on Shabbos is 6.5 hours. That's also made earlier. We'll see why in a minute. Umasisa tektani b'mechol b'mishabbos. And our Mishnah, which said that Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos is 7.5 hours, just like a weekday. Rabbi Yishmael, that's option number one, how to understand the Braisa. But my Kamifliki, what's the Machlokas about? Why does Rabbi Yishmael say that Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos 7.5 hours? Why Rabbi Kiva says 6.5 hours? My Kamifliki, b'musafin kodvin l'bazicha kamifliki. The Machlokas is about the bazichin. What are the bazichin? The bazichin are the cups of frankincense that were situated on the shulchan. The shulchan had, right, the 12 loaves for the kohanim, and they had these cups of frankincense. Those bazichin were, as we mentioned in the past, every Shabbos the breads were switched, the loaves were switched. Right, according to what the Mishnah Menachos describes, how a few kohanim went and carried the loaves on one side of the shulchan, and the other kohanim were on the other side, and all at once, according to one of the shitas, they pushed them in, they took them out. So this time, there's always shulchan, breads on the shulchan. Others say you don't have to do that, but that is the shulchan was switched every day, and the kohanim were able to eat those matzahs of lechem hapanim. The halacha is, though, that until the bazichin are burned, are huktar, that's the matir for the kohanim's eating the bread. So that's what these bazichin were burned every Shabbos. They were huktar, they were burned on the mizbech every Shabbos. Once they were burned, then the kohanim could eat their breads. When were the bazichin burned? Before or after the karban musaf? That's the machlokas here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Here we go. The musafin, there's the carbon musaf that's brought before the bazichin. Rabbi Shmuel, who says what? That Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, the carbon tabit is 7.5 hours, not 6.5, 7.5. Why? And why not so early? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, musafin called the bazichin. Because the carbon musaf has to be done before this avodah of the bazichin. So therefore, you can't do the musaf in the morning. Or it must have to be in the afternoon. So, in the sixth hour, you do the musaf. So then after you do the bazichas, that's when you do. That's why 7.5 hours is when the carbon talmud is brought. Rabbi Kiva Safar, no. Bazichin kodim l'musafin. The bazichin can be brought before the carbon musaf, meaning do it in the morning. Bazichin b'chamesh, u'musafin b'sheish, v'yavleilu tamid b'sheish u'mechsa. And that's why the carbon talmud could be brought even earlier on Shabbos, right? There's no issue of the Darman Adavis, Rashi adds, because you don't bring the Darman Adavis on Shabbos. That's why there's no reason to push it off later. So that's why you can already do it 6.5 hours. That is shot number one. Interesting, Rashi quotes here that right after the bazichin were huktar, so then the kohanim ate the matzahs. Lechem apanim were matzah. V'cholkin halechem miyad. And they ate it right away. So I saw in Chashuki Chemed, this Rav Zilberstein Sefer, Chida, right? Riddle. Masai mitzvah lecho matzah be'erev Pesach. When is it a mitzvah di matzah be'erev Pesach? Usually it's an isser di matzah be'erev Pesach. We mentioned Kabbalah, Rosasim, Beis Chamav. When is it a mitzvah di matzah be'erev Pesach? If you're a Kohen and you're getting your lechem upon him. Right? If you're a Kohen and getting your lechem upon him and it's Shabbos, it's Erev Pesach, you eat it that day. You eat it that day, so that's what he quotes, this Rashi. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, mitzvah lecho b'bojo. The only time that will be asi docha lo saseh. The asseh of eating the lechem upon him would be docha, the iser probably drabanan of bala rusasu b'beis chamav of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Okay, that's the chida.
When Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos,
no, they roasted it that night. That's going to be the next issue brought up in the Gemara. So that is option number one, how to understand the machlokas in the Braisa. So Maskev LaRava Midi Rabbi Akiva Kisiduro Be'erev Pesach Shecholias Be'erev Shabbos Tani? Does Rabbi Akiva say, what is Rabbi Akiva Shita? Erev Pesach on Shabbos is like Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Does he say that? All he says is like, It is Rabbi Kiva's words, like Erev Pesach, that falls out on Erev. I'm sorry. Rabbi Kiva's words are Kisidura be'Erev Pesach. Doesn't even mention Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. So, Kisidura be'Erev Pesach stomach turner. That's all he says. So Rava says, I'm going to give you a different shot. Ella Marava, second shot, had to understand the Braisa. Hachi Kamar. Kisiduro, what's Rabbi Shmuel? Kisiduro bachol da alma. Kach sidro b'Shabbos b'erev ha-Pesach. Diver Rabbi Shmuel. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you treat it like a regular weekday, which is when? When's a red Talmud every day, every weekday? 8.5 hours. So this is Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Is later than a regular Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach during the week, we said 7.5. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you do it later. We'll see why. 8.5 hours. Did Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Akiva Omar, no. Kisidura be'erev Pesach. No, Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos is like Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday. Meaning, 7.5 hours. And according to this version, who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah who says that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, who must see is going to be b'chol on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva he. Right now, our Mishnah switches to be Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Shmuel. But my commitment, what's this lachlokus about? So now we have a later Shita. Well, we have Rabbi Akiva who says, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you shech the carbon at 7.5. Rabbi Shmuel says 8.5. Why so late? The machlokas is, b'michmar bistro kamiflugi. Are you worried that the meat's going to spoil? As Menachem said before, the roasting the current Pesach is not Docha Shabbos. So when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you got to do it before Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you got to do it after Shabbos. So if you shech the meat so early in the day, there was no refrigeration then, there were some special tables that used to put some of the karbonos on, some marble tables that were cold, that couldn't fit all of the Bnei Yisrael's karbonos Pesach. So are you worried that the meat's going to spoil? Rabbi Shmuel says, you're worried. That's why, you know what, you push it a little later, because you don't want to have it so much lamb time in between the shechita and the roasting. So Rabbi Kiva says, we're not choshesh. And therefore you do it earlier, like 7.5, like the author of our Mishnah. So I read this Gemara, I said, one second. I said, somebody's got to ask this Kasha. What's the Kasha? Are you scared they were going to roast it on Shabbos? Okay, there's one Gzeira. I'm a different Kasha. Okay, it's not as long as this. The Mishnah says that Perkei Avos, one of the 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash every day, was meat never got spoiled. So what are they worried about? During the first one, not the second one. Okay, so who says this is only the second one? I don't know, those Nisim were only in the first one. Just as in the Beis Hamikdash, I don't know, maybe. I mean, there were other items were in the Beis Hamikdash. If you take it out of the Beis Hamikdash, where do you roast it? Maybe if you took it out of the Beis Hamikdash, they took it out, they took it home, and they roasted it. Okay, so maybe they took it home. But I saw someone pointed out, we're going to have on that Samach Dalet, a Machlokas, Abaye and Rava, whether you're allowed to be Somech al Hanes. And Rava says, Ein Somech al Hanes. This is Rava. Right, so maybe that's, you know, you can't, even though it happened yesterday, who said it's going to happen today? You know? You're relied on other nisim that. Okay, you were there. You were relying on that nace, but this is a future nace. The future nace. So you have to. There, you're allowed to rely on a future nace. Anyway, that's the that was discussed.
Yeah.
Roasting Kar Pesach on Shabbos. It's something that could be Efshel Aso, Sami Bod Yom, or Efshel Aso afterwards. Would Rebbe Lazar Bachshire Yochel Nefesh, would this be allowed? But this is, the question is this Sarcha, or is this considered Sarcha Gavoa? It's Kachi Kalam, so it also might be related to Kachi Kalam, whether it's Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot. Okay, so this is option number two to interpret the Braisa. Continues the Gemara. E lo chayshina on top of the next Amud. Nevdi b'sheshu mechsa. So if we're not worried, if Rabbi Akiva says we're not worried, why do you do it 7.5 hours? Why don't you do it even earlier, 6.5 hours? Where there are no Nedarim and Nedavos today. So he said no, related to what we said before. Kasavar, because Rabbi Akiva also holds Musafik called the Bazichin. That these Bazichin, these cups of frankincense that have to be offered after the Mursaf. So Abalobu Musafin b'sheshu, Bazichin b'sheva, Babalelu Tamir b'sheva mechsa. That's why you have to leave time. That's why it's done 7.5 hours. Next, kasha on this one. Masalara bar ula. Again, a linguistic problem. Midi kisidur bachol kachsidur b'shabas the Arab shop bear fezach diver bishmol ktani. Is Rabbi Shmuel's version? Did he say like what you say? He says he didn't say that it's like erev Pesach on Shabbos. Kachsidur b'shabas tamach tami. So he doesn't even mention Pesach. If you look back at Rabbi Shmuel's words, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Kisidur bachol kachsidur b'shabas. He doesn't even mention erev Pesach. So says the Rabbi Bar Ula, I don't agree with that. So we're going to have a third shot. El Rabbi Bar Ula Hachitani. This is the Machlokas. Rabbi Ula now changes for us. He says the issue of contention is not like what we've been saying. Erev Pesach falling on a Shabbos. Nothing to do with Erev Pesach. You know what the Machlokas is about? Every Shabbos. When was the Karban Tamid brought? That's the Machlokas. They're not talking about the case from our Mishnah. The Mishnah can be going according to everybody. The Machlokas is on every Shabbos. When was the Karban Tamid brought? El Rabbi Bar Ula Hachitani. Kisidura b'chol da'alma. Kachsidro b'Shabbos ba'alma. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Like every weekday. Every weekday the carbon was shechted at 8.5. So too Shabbos was shechted at 8.5. Why? You don't have all the Nedarim and Adavos beforehand to delay it. So the Gemara is going to say, because we don't want people to get confused. So you do it the same time you do it during the week. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Kisidro b'erev Pesach da'alma. Kachsidro b'Shabbos da'alma. Every Shabbos you go by the times of an erev Pesach on a weekday, which is 7.5 hours. Umasdisa, what about our Mishnah, which discusses Erev Pesach, the fold that on Shabbos? Umasdisa is going to be Mechobi, Shabbos, Divrei HaKoli. That's not out of the discussion, and that could be according to everybody. But my Kamiflagi, what's this Machlokas about? Whether a regular Shabbos is 8.5 or 7.5? The Xeris is Dermanid Davos Kamiflagi. Whether you go there, that you're going to get confused with a regular day. Rabbi Shmuel Sabar Gasrina Shabbos Atuchol. So just like on a weekday, you have to do it a little later to give time to bring the Dermanid Davos earlier, so too on Shabbos, so you don't get confused. Rabbi Kiva Sava Lo Gazrina, you don't make a Gzeira. So again, the Gemara says, like before, Ilo Gazrina Nebdi Bababu Mechsa. So again, according to Rabbi Kiva, if you're not Gozer, why do you only push it off up an hour? Push it up 2 hours. So Kesavim, Musavim Kazan Bazichin, Musavim Beshesh, Bazichin Design, Babalo Ladamid, Beshevu Mechsa. You have to leave time to bring the Bazichin in the afternoon. Period. Yeah. No, the Gzeira is. They're going to have to do it because, no, it could be that, let's say you're going to mess up the whole system in the Beis HaMikdash, because you might one day then bring the, on weekday, you might bring it too early. Why? And then people, people have to come back, or maybe you'll bring it and it's going to be puzzle. I mean, there are other, right there, if you bring the carpet tumma too early. So you're going to mess people up. Yes. The Tamar of the Bazichin took, I mean, the Gemara already said, you could bring the Bazichin b'sheva and the Tamar b'sheva u'mechza. Or the Gemara, we look at the second and third wide line of the Gemara. Second and third wide line of the Gemara. Bazichin b'shevah. Tzorch sho'achas lehisvei matir nalechem l'achilas ha'kohanim. V'hedala v'achok nalechem yad. Tzorch sho'achas lehisvei matir nalechem. I mean, the Gemara seems to say that it's not a full hour. Right? Because bazichin b'shevah v'avadli l'tam b'shevah u'mechza. Right? So again, it might be because from the time you bring the carbon tumid, maybe the Musaf might have been 6.5. So from 6.5 to 7.5, you might have given an hour for the bazichin. And then the 7.5 is the carbon tamid. Right. There is a difficulty. I mean, related to maybe what you're bothered by. Are we talking? It sounds like for me, you always need an hour for everything. Are we talking about shows manios? Don't shows manios, and the hours aren't the same throughout the year. Chazanish discusses this problem. I mean, shows manios. So earlier, like now, this time of year, it's already getting equal. But the winter and the summer, so he's getting the same amount of hours, 6.5 to 7.5. But in the winter, you're gonna have much shorter hours. So does it take shorter time in the winter? Lachor or not? So you have to work out whether this is not talking about Shos Manias. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Meisvei. Do I have two kashas on some of these shitas? Tamid, Kalashana Kula. So we have one brisa that says, Tamid, the whole year, Kalashana Kula, Karfkel, Chasam Nishchat, is normally Nishchat Peshmonu Mechza, Karbiteshu Mechza. Right? Regular day. Shechta to the 8.5, and Karav, sacrifice to 9.5. Uba Erev Pesach, and on Erev Pesach, Nishchat Bezainu Mechza, Vekariv, Bechasu Mechza, right? It's moved up an hour. Chol Yos Beshabbos. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Kechol Lios Besheni Beshabbos. It's as if it fell out on Monday. Meaning what? Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday. Meaning? 7.5, Dim Rabbi Shmuel. Sounds like Rabbi Shmuel of Abaya. First opinion. That's what we're going to bring a riot to. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Kisidro be'Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Erev Pesach on Shabbos is like Erev Pesach. So what does that mean? Pishlamal Abaya Nicha. So according to Abaya, we know how to interpret this Brisa. Right? Abaya was number one out of the three Pshatim. Because Rabbi Shmuel is Beferish, like Abaya interpreted him. And Rabbi Akiva would have to say, it means, just like Erev Pesach on Shabbos, hold Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. We'll work out, and we'll push that into Rabbi Akiva's words here. Elul Rava Dekash. But according to Rava, this Rabbi Shmuel doesn't sound like his Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel held 8.5 hours, right, on when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. A later time. So Amalecha Rava Lo Tema Kekol B'Sheni B'Shabbos. You're right. Don't read it that Erev Pesach on Shabbos is like Erev Pesach that falls out on Monday. Ela Ema Kisheni B'Shabbos. The Alma. It's not like Erev Pesach falls out on Monday. It's like Erev Pesach. It's like Monday. Erev Pesach on Shabbos is like Monday. Meaning it's like 8.5 hours. That's how Rava would interpret this brisa. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Why does it say Dafka Monday? Why not Sunday? So I can fold that on Monday. Right? Pick any day of the week. So Rashi first says, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Chani Ozachol Nachat. It picked one day. So then Rashi says, maybe the Ista Amrei that it didn't pick Sunday because Lo Bedu Pesach. The halacha is that Pesach can't fall out on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Because if it does, then Yom Rosh Hashanah is going to be messed up, and Yom Kippur is going to be messed up. You have Yom Kippur on Friday and Sunday. Right? So, Lobadu Pesach. That's why, says Rashi, that's why Erev Pesach can't fall out on Sunday. That's why he says, like, Erev Pesach on Monday. Then Rashi quotes, but we're talking about Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah here, so it can fall out whenever it wants. So, we're talking about Bizmana Mishnah, it falls out whenever, they say, whenever the Edom came. So, Rashi doesn't like that shot. Tosfos here argues, Tosfos quotes Rashi, and then says, what do you mean? Even Bizman Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, says Tosfos, they tried to follow these rules. Lobadu Rosh. Interesting machlokas. I mean, the Edom are going to come, the Edom are going to come. So it sounds like they tried to make it that the Edom wouldn't come. I don't know what that means. Delo, shalo, yavo, shrei, shavi, bahadi, adadi. So, because even then, they wanted these rules. They didn't want Yom Kippur on a Friday or a Sunday, even Bizman Hariya. So they tried. So either that's why, maybe, that could give basis to that Pshat and Rashi. Okay, Meisvei, another Brisa, Kasha, Chalias, Peshabes, Kisiduro. So the first Brisa sounded like Abaye, and we explained it even according to Rava. Now we're going to have the opposite. Meisvei, Chalias, Peshabes, Kisidro, Kol Hashana Kula, Dibber Bishmol. If Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, it's like the whole year, which makes it sound like Rava, like was Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rava, says 8.5 hours. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidro, Erev Pesach Da'alma. No, it's like Erev Pesach Da'alma, meaning like on 7.5 hours. Again, Bishmol or Rava Nicha, according to Rava, this is like exactly what he said. Ela Abaya Kasha, Amalacha Abaya. No, Abaya also could interpret this according to his own Shita. Lotema Kisidra Kol Hashana. Rabbi Yishmael doesn't mean like the whole year, meaning like 8.5 hours. Ela Ema Kisidra Kol Hashanim Kulon. It's like when Erev Pesach falls out in other years, which is 7.5 hours. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisidra Erev Pesach Chalias Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva would be interpreted, no, it's like Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours. Again, remember the Maskana period. We just finished the Sugya. The Maskana is that every weekday the Tarbid was shechted at 8.5 hours. Every Erev Pesach that fell out Sunday through Thursday, it was brought 7.5 hours. Every Erev Pesach that fell out on Friday, it was brought 6.5 hours. The Machlokas and all these different Shitas, the one case that changes when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah says Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos is 7.5 hours. According to Abaya's Rabbi Yishmael and Rava's Rabbi Akiva, just like the Mishnah, according to Abaye's Rabbi Akiva, it is 6.5 hours, and according to Rav's Rabbi Yishmael, it's 8.5 hours. Okay, that's just four different shitas about the three different shitas when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, when you shechet the Karban Tamid, and various reasons given, either related to the bazichin or worried about the meat spoiling, etc. But that is it. Only one case is machlokas. Everybody, everything else is agreed to. Period. Tanu Rabbanon, Minayin Shelo Yedaber Kodem. So now we have the halachas that we've been talking about. How the Karban Tamid has to be the first and last Karban brought every day, except for the Karban Pesach. But how do you know the root, the base din? Minayin Shelo Yedaber Kodem Tamid Shel Ben Shachar, Tamid Shel Shachar. How do you know that the Tamid Shel Shachar is the first Karban brought? That wasn't the first Avoda every day. The first Avoda was Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was the Avoda, beautifully, that binds the night and the day Avoda. Trumas Hadeshen, you take the ashes out from the night before, and that's the first Avodah of the day. It has to do with yesterday. Because every day of Avodah is connected to the previous day. So that's the first Avodah. But the first Karban brought is the Karban Tamid. How do you know that's the for nothing before that? Tamalomer, as it says, Va'arach aleha ha'ola. And you set up on it, on the Mizbeach, the Ola. So this has nothing to do with the Karban Tamid, the Pasuk, but we're darshaning it. My Tamuda, what does it mean? Ha'ola, the Ola. Amarava ha'ola ola rishona. It's referring to the first ola, the Karban Tamid, which is the ola rishona. Rashi says, with the hey ha'yediyah, ha'chashuva, ha'amura tchila l'chal ola. So that's the first ola, the Karban Tamid. Uminayich ain't dar a karv acher tamash shabbat avayim. How do you know nothing can be brought after the tamash shabbat avayim? Tamalomar, the hikter aleha chalvei hashlamim. You have to be makter on it all the shlamims, meaning after the karban tamash shachar, you bring all the karban, the shlamims. So my tamuda, what does that mean? Amar abaya aleha shlamim b'lo chaver to shlamim. After it, and after the tamash shachar, you can bring all your karban shlamims, but not after its friend. After the Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, you cannot bring any Shlamims. As I mentioned before, this Gemara also is a discussion whether a Karban Tamid morning and night is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Here they're called friends, v'chaverta. So does that sound like it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Nice lumdus. So Masa of Rava. Rava says, 1 second. What does the Gemara say? Shlamim you have to bring after your first Ola, not after the second Ola. Ema Shlamim udulo nakriv. Ha'olos nakriv. Maybe you should limit this limud. Only all the Shlamims have to be between the two Olos. But maybe other Olas, for example, you can do afterwards. Elam Rava ha'shlamim. No, a different way to learn the Pasuk. Alea ha'shlam karbanos kulam. On it you shall complete all karbanos. And this is known as the Asei da ha'shlama. The Asei da ha'shlama means that the karbanos tamid have to be mashlim, have to be the poles all carbonos are brought between these two carbon tumas. A couple of interesting points related to this halacha, that you can't be matir anything before a carbon tumah. What happens, it applies usually a lot of times more to women. There's one issue whether women have to daven musaf. Okay, let's assume they have to daven. Let's assume they can't daven musaf. Maybe we couldn't even go to Sodom, they have to. It has to do with whether Chayavus and the Machzah Shekel. We had a shiur on this a couple years ago. Let's assume a woman wants to daven musaf. She comes to shul late, a little bit late. Let's say she comes to shul and during laning, so she's catching up between the aliyahs. We noted before she's not supposed to catch up during laning, she's supposed to listen during the aliyahs. So by the time she's ready to say Shemoneh Esrei, the tzibur's ready to daven musaf. So does she daven shachris while the tzibur's davening musaf? Or is it better for her to daven musaf and then daven shachris? Or if there's any other heichi timsi of you're in a situation where you're going to daven musaf, let's say you woke up late and you're going to have to do something, you're going to have to run to the hashkama, musaf, so can you daven musaf before you daven shachris? Right? This issue, if the shachris is keneged tamid shel shachar, and it says here you can't forget a carbon before the tamid shel shachar, then it could be that you can't daven musaf before you daven shachris. That's one issue. Again, some say maybe not, you don't want to get confused. In any case, that is one issue related to this gemara. There's also a machlokes between, there's a rivet in the Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid, you know, at the end of Seder Kachim. So the rivet is a commentary on it in the back of the Maseches Tamid. There he says, what happens if you don't have a carbon tamid? Are we Noach Wadalson? One of the tragedies that happened in the cycle of leading up to the Churban was they didn't have any other animals to bring for a carbon tamid. They didn't have pus, they didn't have sheep. Are you allowed to bring other carbonos if you didn't bring the carbon tamid? Is it only if the carbon tamid is there? Is the carbon tamid actually the matir? The matir, and if you don't, once you bring the carbon tamid, then you can bring everything else. That's what the Arachai Makhadr says at the beginning of Parshas Sav. You have to bring the carbon tamid. If you don't bring the carbon tamid, you can't bring any other carbonos. Beis Hashem, the Hiri Yibana Beis Hamikdash, let's say you have another animal that's ready first. You have to wait for the carbon tamid. So says the Arachai Makhadr at the beginning of Parshas Sav, you have to wait. Says the Ravid, no. The Ravid says, no, if you have it, then that's matir. But if you don't have it, then you can bring other carbonos. It should be the first one. But that is a machlokas. So the machlokas is, can you bring similar l'shitaso, can you bring another carbon with the carbon tamid at the same time? So again, if you say you need the actual matir of the carbon tamid, like the Arachai Makhadr says, then you can't bring anything at the same time. It has to be matir. But if it's just you can't bring anything before, does that have to be first, or that it can't be second? So the real machlokas. If it happens to be first, then you can't bring anything else with it. If it can't be second, then bringing something else with it would be okay. There's just one other ha'ara, and then we'll stop. And that is in the Tosfos in Maseches Svachim, Daf Pei Tes, beginning of Parakol Tadir. The Mishnah there says, we know the principle of Tadir Sheino Tadir. It's based on a Mishnah in Svachim, source for that. Kol Tadir Mechaveira Kodim Es Chaveiru. That's one of the name of the 10th Parak in Svachim. Tadir Sheino Tadir, we know that principle. So asks the Tosfos there, Daf Pei Tes, what do you need a pasuk to teach me that a tamid comes first? There's nothing more tamid than a tamid. Right, there's nothing more tadir than a tamid, as we mentioned before, it's every day. So of course, tadir, 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 kodem. What do you need a limud? What do you need a pasuk? Tosfos gives one answer. The Mikdash David gives two other answers. Mikdash David has two svarim, one on Zeroim, one on Kachim, so we'll be referring to him, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, or David Rappaport. And he goes two answers. He says, number one, Ika Nafkusa, maybe the principle of tadir, she'ino tadir, tadir, kodem only applies where you can't do both things at once. You can't do both things at once. For example, Kiddush Friday night. We paskin, we say, okay, Yom HaShishi, that first paragraph, that's Eidus. But separate from that, we make two brachas during Kiddush. First we say Bori Piragafen, then we say Asher Kiddush Shanim, Zadav Zadav, Shabbos Kachov, etc. Why that order? So Beis Hillel says two reasons. One reason is Tadav Sheino Tadir. You make more Bori Piragafens than you say Asher Kiddush Shanim, Zadav Zavanu. So says the Mikdash Shabbat, you can't say those two brachas at the same time. You can't say two things, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say two things at the same time. Right? But we can. So Tadir Sheino Tadir applies if you can't do it at the same time. But here you can do it at the same time. So without the pasuk, you might have said, bring the carbon tamid along with something. Kamash v'lan, that's why you need the pasuk to teach me, no, carbon tamid has to be first. That's one shot. Or, number two, a second shot. Tadir Sheino Tadir might only apply if you have both items in front of you, and you have a choice which one you want to do. But let's say one of them is not there. You have to wait. You have to wait to do the Tadir if it's not here in front of you. That might not be true. We say that sometimes it happens. If you could do a tadir later in the day first, but something that's not tadir earlier in the day, you still do the tadir first later. Says the Mikdash David, based on the principle of tadir, tadir, you might say, let's say, and somebody runs to the base of Mikdash and brings a para. They want to bring this humongous cow. I want to bring the first carbon on the Mizbeach. Baruch Hashem, it's broad. We had Machlokas be showing him. Is it going to come down from Shemayim? Are we going to build it? Whatever happens, Mehiri Yibana, we're going to bring it. I wanted this cow. I'm first. Right, I want the Goldberg, Schwartz, whatever, first carbon, I want the plaque. Right? So it says So do you do that first, or do you have to wait for an hour for the first kavas to come? You have to check it for mumin. It takes time, right? So it says the based on tadav sheino tadav, you might say it's okay. You can bring the one that you have in front of you. That's why I need the pasuk. I get to teach me. No, the tadav always comes first. Based on the pasuk of Allah, the asei dashlama, the carpet tamid is always the first and the last carpet. Okay, so remember to be excited about kachim. The Chavetz Chaim says the more we show Kaddish Baruch Hu, we want kachim, the more He'll give us kachim. Right? If we always say forget about this, we have to get into it. Okay, so Yeshua was Zeichan Ishmas, Yisro Menachem ben Yitzchak, and Nachman Yeshua ben Moshe.
Right.